Zog the Gemara daf Hey Omid Beis. So the Gemara said on Hey Omid Aleph that we're referring to a very specific case that the Mayim was an Ekoisel Meshupa. So since it's an Ekoisel Meshupa, it's considered like it's Nach. So if it's considered Nach, so now it's considered that you were Koilet Mayim from a Mokum, that's Munach, so it's considered an Akira. So Gemara Veheche Itmar de Rove, the last line of Hey Omid Aleph, Veheche Itmar de Rove, where's this din of Koisel Meshupa that we said? Zog the Gemara Aho de Tanan. It says in the Mishnah, in Erevin, Hoyakoira, Besefer, if someone is reading from a Sefer, Zagrashi, Kosforim Shalehem Asuim Megillah, so a Sefer is a scroll, so it's like it rolls out like a Megillah, Ala Iskufa. If he's sitting on the Iskufa is like the entrance to the home, which is a Din Carmelis. A Din Carmelis means it's between 3 and 10 Tfachim off the ground, it's not below 3 and it's not above 10, and it's Dalat Tfachim wide. So if you're sitting on this iskufa, which is a Carmelis, between Gimel and Yud, and it's Dalat Tfachim in width, Vinis Galga Sefer Miyodoi, and now this rolling Megillah rolled out of your hand from the iskufa into the Rishus Rabim. Now you're still holding on to the iskufa at your end, so Goyle Le'etzla, you can bring it back to you. Because even though Midrabonon they assert to be Machnis something from a Rishus Rabim to a Carmelis, but since you're still holding on to the other end, it's not considered that you're being oika from a Shusa Rabim to a Carmelis because you're still holding on to it. So Melchom did not ask you to be goyled back this Megillah that rolled into the Shusa Rabim back to the Carmelis because you're not taking from a Shusa Rabim to a Carmelis. When were they goyzer? You're not allowed to take from a Shusa Rabim to a Carmelis when you do an Akira from a Shusa Rabim to a Carmelis. But if you're still holding on, that's not called an Akira from a Shusa Rabim to a Carmelis. However, but if you're not in the Rabbonon Dikur Rishus, if you're in the Raisa Dikur Rishus, in the Rosh Hagag, which is the Shus HaYochid, because it's 10 Tvachim, and it's above 10, in Mukh Mechitzes Asorah, Rosh Hagag, v'nizgal Sefer Yodoy. And now it falls from the Shus HaYochid to the Shus Rabim, even though you're still holding on. So, Achla Higia, meaning, if it did not roll within 10 tvachim to the ground, to the kak of the Shus Rabim, so then goyle yetzloi, then you can still bring it back to you. Why? Because the Shus Rabim is only the first 10 tvachim of the Shus Rabim. Anything above the Shus Rabim is a mokum ptur. So from a mokum ptur to bring it to Shus HaYochid is no problem whatsoever. You're holding on to it, there's no problem to take it from mokum. If you don't hold on to it, it's going to roll out, it's going to be on the floor. So if you're holding on to it, it's shaykh that you bring it from a mokum ptur back to Shus HaYochid, that they were in Goyza. However, mishi gia la'asorot tvachim, once it hits samach to the kaka of the Shus Rabim, so it's considered like in the Shus Rabim, then you're not allowed to bring it back to you. Because here, the Chachamim made a gzeira, even though you're still holding on to it, and it's not really an Akira, but since you're in the Rishus HaYochid, and it's falling within 10 Tvachim of the Rishus HaRabim, so with Goyzer, Otto, you'll take from Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYochid, so you're not allowed to bring it back to you if it's B'teich HaSara. If you're in a Carmelis, then we aren't Goyzer, because that's already like too far removed from the Etzem Issa. The whole Carmelis is the Rabbonon. So when you're still holding on to it, you're allowed to bring it back to you. Goyle Yetzloi. But if you're in a Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim, you're on the roof. So then, if you're holding on to it, even though you're holding on to it, we made a Gzera, but Toich HaSar, you're not allowed to bring it back. So what do you do if you can't bring it back? Zog the Gemara. So what do? Mishgi al HaSar HaTvachim, Hoifcha al HaKsav. You take this Megillah, you flip it over, in order not to have the letters of the Megillah be Oymed Bebizoyen, Klape Mala, but you flip it over and you have the text facing inward. So it shouldn't be Bebizoyen. Now, Vahavinon Bo, and we asked over there in the Sugin Erevin, Amai Hoifcha Laksav, why do you flip it over? Why don't you just bring it towards you? Holoi Nach. After all, it was never Nach in Rishus Rabim. The Sefer is not Nach in Rishus Rabim. So, even if you would not be holding on to the other end, it would still not be an Issa Deraisa. Because as long as it's not Munach in Rishus Rabim, it's not considered an Akira from Rishus Rabim. So now that you are taka holding on to one end, it's Rilachatchila Mutu to bring it back. Kol Zman, it's Loi Nach, it's not called an Akira. So if you're holding on, then for sure it should be Mutu to bring it back. So why do we taka say, Hoif Chalaksav, just bring it back? But Omar Rava, and Rav over there said that we're talking about that it was Nach, because of Meshupa. This is what we're looking for. We're looking for what's the case of Koisa Meshupa? What's the slanty wall that you said that you took the rainwater off? That's this sugi over there, Rava. Rava says that the it's in a Kosa Meshupa. So when the Ksav, the Megillah rolled over there, it was Nach. Since it's Kosa Meshupa, since it's slanty, so Hanocha on the Kosa Meshupa is considered a Maisa Hanocha. So if it's considered a Maisa Hanocha, so you can't bring it back to you. If it's within 10 tefachim of the ground, it's considered oika from Meshus Rabim. But we see from Rava Yisoid that Meshupa is considered a Maisa Hanocha. It's considered Munach, stationary. And now if you're oika, it's considered Akira. So likewise, the water, the Mekshomim are in a Kosa Meshupa. They're rolling off the slant of the wall. And that slant, being that it's not a straight angle, but it's a slanty angle, so it's considered Munach, and it's considered Akira that you take now the rainwater off the Kosa. Zog the Gemara, you can be mechalik between the koisel, between mayim and the megillah. Eima the Amar Rava, when did Rava say that it's considered a hanocha if it's on a slant? That's by a sefer, the Ovid Naicha, because a sefer taka remains stationary on a slant. You can roll a megillah and keep it stationary on a slant. However, mayim yavida the Naicha, water doesn't remain stationary even if it's a slant. Just because it's a slant, that means it doesn't drip down as quickly as it would have been if it's not a slant. But it's not munach. So how is it a mayim sakira? So back to the kasha, what's the case of being koilet mayim al koisel meshup is not going to help you? It's not a mayim sakira because it's not munach. Zok di gemore, eloma rova. Back to the megishomim, kuyon shekolat mahal gabe guma. We're talking about that you took the water out of a guma, out of a ditch. So it's a ditch, it's a munach, it's a real akira. You took the mayim out of a guma, and that's the case that we're referring to, that you took the mayim and you chayev. Hichnez yonot echotzach avera, and you took it from a guma, v'kibel mekshomim v'hoitzi, that's the case that you chayev on, because you attacker were coiled it from a guma, from a mokum esuim, that's munach. Zog demor, if that's the case, so guma pshita, versteht sich yichayev. It's a regular akira from a mokum that's munach. It's a regular hanochen rishus yochet that you're being oika from. You're taking it from a rishus yochet and you bring it out to rishus rabim. So of course you're chayev. What's the chiddush? Pshita. Zok di gemara ma'oritem. You might think the chiddush is that mayim al gabe mayim lav hanochahu. Meaning, since you're taking water from within another layer of water and you're taking the upper layer of water, since the water is not stationary, so maybe it's not considered mokum munach, even if it's in a guma. So maybe it's not a munach, so it's not called an akira. Komash v'lon, the chiddush is that mayim agabe mayim is haynu an choson, and oibizoi is considered a mayis akira. Va'oz de rova letamein, des rova leshitosoi. De omar rova, mayim agabe mayim haynu an choson. Water that's munach on another layer of water, and you oiker the upper layer of water, and you take it out to another rishus, that's considered hainu anachosin, you consider an oiker. Mashek and egos are gabi mayim. An egos, a walnut, a nut on gabi mayim. That's not the derech for it to be munach over there. Lav hainu anachosoi. And you're taking an egos off mayim, it's not considered a maisakira, because it's not considered a maisakira until it's considered in a state of munach. If it's not considered munach, it's not a maisakira. So egos agabe mayim, you'd be potter, because you didn't do maisakira if you took it and you brought it to another shus. Mayim agabe mayim, you'd be chayev, because hainu anachoson. So there's a machlok as we show you here, what's the havana in the egos agabe mayim that it's not called the hanocha? So Tosis understands, Tosis over here brings, that the chisorin is that it's not the derech that people are matzniah, the chafetzim. You don't place an egos, if you want to place an egos, you put it in a cabinet. You don't put it agabe mayim. That's not the derech hanocha. So if vibalt is not doymel melechas mishkon, in the mishkon they did things kederech hamatzniyin, so it's not considered munach to be considered nakira. That's how Tosis learns. The Rambam in Perek Yudalad learns that mayim is not a mokum choshuv to be considered a mokum dalad. It's like being miniachid in the middle of the avir. It's not a mokum. It's not a mokum esuyim. So it's like avir, the slosh of the rivet. So what's the pshat? Why mayim agabe mayim is yes hanocha? Because pshat is, so according to Tosis, very geshmak, because that's taka the derech. You don't place egos in mayim. That's not derech hamatznien. But you do place mayim in mayim. That's where mayim is supposed to be. So according to Tosis, mayim agabe mayim is hainu chosom, because that's derech hamatznien, egos agabe mayim is not. And according to the Rambam, you have to say, the reason why mayim agabe mayim is hainu anachoson, because you look at it like guf echod. Mayim agabe mayim is one entity, and below that water is karka, so it's considered munach. Mayim agabe mayim hainu anachoson, because it's one guf, it's considered the one entity, so it's munach ala oretz, because of the oretz that's below the water. Mashek and egos agabe mayim, that's not hainu anachoson. According to Tosis, not derech hametznin. According to the Rambam, because that's the bechlal not a chshivas of a makom. It's like in the avir. Mashe enkein mayim agav mayim. So it's guf echot. So it's on the oritz. The oritz below the mayim. Kain, like the Gemara is going to say soon, if shemen and yain is considered one chibur, so mayim and mayim is for sure one chibur. So it's considered munach al oritz. Meaning the Rambam learns mayim be'etzim is not a mokum muna, hanocha, because mayim is something that constantly moving. It's moving. So it's like avi, it's not real. Mashenke mayim agabe mayim, that is the mokum of the hanocha, that this misarvi becomes guf echod. So mele den yitaka have a mokum hanocha because of the earth below. And now the Gemara is a kasha, boy rova. Ego is bekli, bekli tzafa gabe mayim, meaning ego is bemayim, we said, it's lav hainan chosun. What about if the ego is in a utensil, which is stationary, the egg is not being tzaf al amayim, it's in the kli, but the kli is al gabi mayim, and the tzli is tzaf al gabi mayim. Do you look at the kli, or do you look at the egois? Zog the malabose, egois azlinon, do you look at the egois vonayich, and the egois is stationary, so it's considered an akira of your oika, the egois from the kli, or the malabose, kli azlinon, you look at the kli, and the kli is moving, it's bopping up into the water. So mele, the egois is not considered munach either, v'holoi nayich, deny it, because the kli is nayit, so it's not considered an akira's egois from a mokum munach, to be, mokum hanocha, to be considered a mais akira. Avdem zog the malabose, teku, the gemara obliges a sofek, and it's a bad lo yifshita. A Tosis Bavoron is another thing also, that egos agabe mayim, we said lava hainah anachoson, Zok Tosis, even though the Gemara in Bar Metzia says that legabe kinyonim, that if someone throws something into a svina, it's considered a kinyon. It's not called the chotza mahaleches. Even though the svina is moving on the mayim, svina itself is menach nayach. Even though the water is going below and it's moving, mayu de kamam tilei. So that's the dafka legabe kinyonim zaktesis. Legabe kinyonim, it's not called the chotzim aleches, and you learn it from yad, so it's considered enough to be koina. Mashe enkin legabe egos legabe kli, so then we don't say that it's menach naich, the egos and mayur kamam tilei. Avada the egos is not in the state of munach. So legabe akira, it's not called an akira's egos minamayim, because it's not munach. Legabe kinyonim, svina legabe mayim, we don't look at it like egos legabe mayim. Svina legabe mayim is menach naich, umayru kamam tilei, and it's not considered chotzim aleches, and yitaka koine kinyonim. Now the Gemara's bay of egos bekli, bekli tzafa gabi mayim, so Tosis that learns the word is it derech hamatznian or not? Is that the way to be maniach? So you have to look now, when a person places an egos in a kli is the mokum to be matzniyet. But maybe the kli agabi mayim is not the place to place an egos. You place an egos in a kli in the cabinet. You don't place an egos in a kli in the water. So how do you look at it? Do you look at it egos in a kli and that's derech hamatznian? Or do you look at it, no, the kli is in the mayim, so it's not derech hamatznian. And according to the Rambam, just like a kli on mayim is not considered a mokum munach, so the egos in the kli is not called a mokum munach. It's vital not considered a mokum munach to be considered a mayis akira. Not because of derech hamatznin, but because it's not in a stationary mode. You look at the whole thing, the whole egos in a not a mokum that's stationary, so it's not considered a mayis akira. So these are certain machloikas, do you look at it derech hamatznin dik? It's not the derech, and that's not what they howdy matzni in the Mishkan. Or do you look at it? It's not munach. It's not stationary. And that's a chisaron of mayim. Now the Gemara says similarly, shemen shetzofa gabi yayin, meaning if you have oil that's sitting and floating on top of yayin or any other entity, but assuming yayin, because we're talking about truma, that we're talking about yayin shel truma, shemen shel truma. So shemen that's floating on top of yayin, and now, you want to take this yayin off of the shemen, which is below. You're taking the top layer of yayin and you bring it out into another reshus. Would you be chayiv or not? Is considered munach or not? Zok tumoga, machloikas of yoichem enu v'rabonon. Meaning, there's a machloikas over there, the tnan, there's a mishnah in tul yoim. Shemen shetzof agabe yayin, if you have shemen of truma, that's what we're referring to. Shemen of truma. We bring a rye from that sugya. Shemen of truma. That's floating on top of yain of truma. V'noga tful yoim. Tful yoim went into the mikveh. But he did not have hair of shemesh yet. So he touched the shemen. So the halacha is that a tful yoim makes truma into a shlishi. So this tful yoim touched the shemen. Loi posel al shemen bilvad. His touching of the shemen is not considered touching the yain. Because the shemen and yain are considered separate entities. So the shemen you touch, you take a mikposel, truma, it becomes shlishi, letuma. Mashing the yain you didn't touch remains tor. That's Tanakama Shita. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, Oimer, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri argues and he says, Shnei mechuborim zeh lozeh. Touching the shemen is like touching the yayin, and the yayin also becomes pasul. So the same machlokes you have, legabe tvul yoim, touching one part, is it considered that they touched the bottom layer too, even though he didn't touch it physically? So the same is so legabe Shabbos also. According to the chachomim that say that it's not considered mechuborim, and touching the top layer of shemen is not considered touching the yayin. That means the shemach that's munach al gabe yayin is not considered munach. So it's like an egos etzlaf agabi mayim, so it's not called a ma'is akira. Since it's not considered mechuborim zelozeh, it's not considered one chibur, so it's not considered munach on that place. So ebezev is not munach, it's not a ma'is akira. But according to Rabbi Yechem and Nuri that says that shemen and yayin mechuborim zelozeh, and if you touch the shemen, you made the yayin tomei too. So who had in the gabi Shabbos, it's considered mechuborim. And if mechuborim means that shemen that's on top of yayin, it's considered that it's like mayim agabi mayim. And mayim agabi mayim, it's a chibur, it's hainu anu choson. And yichayev on akiras shemen. Meaning, mechuborim zelozeh, we look at it like mayim agabi mayim. That's how the sugi started off. Mayim agabi mayim, hainu anu choson. And if you remove a top layer of mayim off a lower layer of mayim, it's considered mayis akira. Because hainu anu choson. It's mechuborim zelozeh. So shemen al gabi yayin, according to Rabbi Yechem and Nuri, that if you touch one, you make the other one tomei too, it's considered mechuborim zelozeh. Mechuborim zelozeh means it's hainu anu choson. So if you oikid the shemen, you chayv on Shabbos. But according to Rabbanan that say, loy posel al shemen, you don't make the yayin tomei, that means it's not mechuborim zelozeh, so we don't look at it like mayim agabi mayim. Faket, we look at it like egez agabi mayim. And egez agabi mayim is lav hainu anu choson, it's not mechubor, it's not one. So if it's not called the ma'isakira, when you remove it off there. Zog the Gemara weiter, for Omer Reb Avin, Omer Reb Loi, Omer Reb Yochan, another member of Reb Avin, Omer Reb Loi. That what? That Hoyaton Oichel Ramashkin. If someone is carrying a load of Oichel Ramashkin, we're talking about on Shabbos, and his intention was to carry this load from one Zobis to another Zobis in Rosh Hashanah. He's never intended to go outside with it, just to schlep in his own home. And only afterwards he was nimlach, he changed his mind and he wants to go to Rishus Rabim. But this nimlach took place after he already made the akira in the Rishus HaYochid. Zog Rashi. That was his intention, to remain in Rishus HaYochid. Only after he was oikar aglaim, and he's being oikar in the Rishus HaYochid, which is not an Issa, then he was nimlach. Misha okar aglov nimlach. Meaning the nimlach is after the akira's gufoy, akira chavitz domi. It's only taking place afterwards. Now, even if you go the whole day in the Rishus Rabim, back in and back out, and in and out, Rishus Yoch, Rishus Rabim, you're not going to be chayev. Because there's no mice akira with intent to go outside. The akira was to remain mizavis azavis. The nimlach took place after the mice akira, because I kept on walking. So mele, that's where you put it. Zog the Gemara, v'omer Rabbi Avin, omer Rabbi Loi, omer Rabbi Yechlon, hoyeton oichlon amashkin, and your intent was to remain mizavis azavis in the Rishus HaYochid, and then you were nimlach, v'nichlas v'yoytze kol yoyim kula, even though you're going in and out to Rishus Rabim the whole day, out and in to Rishus HaYochid, Rishus Rabim, ein achai v'inat chai v'chatos, at shiyamoid. You have to stop for a second in the Rishus HaYochid, and then walk outside. You have to have a Maisa Akira. That original Akira was not with the intent of going outside. So you can't be Chai V'chatos in that original Akira. You need a new Maisa Akira. How do you have created a new Maisa Akira? By putting a stop, by stopping in your tracks and being Omad. So then it's considered a new Akira's Gufoy, Kakira's Chavitz Domi. But without that, we don't have an Akira Misho Rishon Lekach, and your Taka going to be Potter. Zog the Gemara, Omer Abaya, this din, that you have to have an amida in order to consider a new ma'isa akira, it has to be munach, is dafka v'hu sh'omad lofush. Meaning that it's not just enough if you stand for a second to straighten out your baggage, lekatef. You have to have lofush. You actually stopped. You made a stop. Lofush, you're resting. That's considered a ma'isa anocha. Then the new akira is considered a ma'isa akira. But if you're not omad lofush, then it's vaita not considered a ma'isa akira. Zogmo mi mai, mi da omamar. From the fact that we find the halacha that says, if a person is maved dalat ames b'shus rabim, you also chayev. There's two ways of being chayev on Shabbos. One is hoitzah mir shus l'shus, akira b'shus yochid, anocha b'shus rabim, and being moitzi to another shus. Or the other way around, akira b'shus rabim, hanocha b'shus yochid, and being moitzi from shus, machnis from shus rabim to shus yochid. And there's another oifet to be chayev. Maved dalat ames b'shus rabim. The etzem avor is dalat ames b'shus rabim. Zog the Gemara, the Omamar state, legab the din of avoris dalat ames b'shus rabim, toich arba ames omad lofush. That means, if someone within the four ames decides to be Omad Lofush, that means he's walking Dalad Amis Rishus Rabim. But Toich Dalad Amis Omad Lofush, then you're Potter. Because since you're Omad Lofush, so then it's considered like a Hanocha before you were married Dalad Amis Rishus Rabim. So you don't have a Havaris Dalad Amis Rishus Rabim because you stopped in between. You broke up the Dalad Amis. You stopped after two Amis. So you're not Chayev. However, Lekatev, if you merely stopped within the Dalal Amis, but merely to straighten yourself out, Lekatev is not called the Maisa Hanocha, then you're Chayev and Davoras Dalal Amis. So what do we see over here? And then likewise, the Braisa continues. Chutz the Dalal Amis, Omad Lofush, if after you walk Dalal Amis in the Shus Rabim, then you are Omad Lofush, so then you're going to be Chayev. But then you finished the Havoras Dalal Amis, and you made a Maisa Hanocha, so then Taka, it's considered your Chayev. Then the Amida is a Hanocha. So you're Mavi Dalal Amis B'Shus Rabim, and you were Miniach at the end. However, Lekatev, if at the end of the Dalal Amis, you weren't really Miniach. You just straightened yourself out, and you straightened the baggage that you were carrying, you're straightening yourself out. That's not called the Maisa Hanocha. So then you're not going to be Chayev. Lekatev, you're Potter. So punkt vakert. When you're Mekatev in the midst of the Dalal Amis, so then you're going to be Chayev, because then you didn't break up the Dalal Amis. If you're Lofush in the midst of the Dalal Amis, then you're going to be potter because you weren't married Dalal Amis. You broke up the Dalad. You stopped after two. You stopped after three. When you're Omad Lofush, that means a real stop after Dalal Amis, you're chayev because then you're meniach after Dalad. When you're lekatev after Dalad, you're potter, but then you weren't meniach. So the Gemara is comparing the two dinim. If someone's in his home and intention was to remain mizovis lezovis, and then it was nimlach and he went outside, we said you're only chayev if you're Omad before you go outside. And we said that means Omad Lofush, not Lekatev, it has to be a real stop, so it's considered a new Akira. That we derive from this halacha of Mavi Dalad Amis, that Lekatev doesn't break up the Dalad, and Lofush does, and Lekatev after the Dalad Amis is not going to be Mechayev you, and Lofush will. So we see this aside from over there. Zog di Gemara, my Kamashalon, what are we telling us over here? That Shalohoi Sakir Mishon Rishon Lekach. And that's why, if your original intention was to go mizovis to zovis, you are potter because the original intention was not to go outside. We know this din already. If someone takes chafetz from one corner to another corner in his home, and then only you decided afterwards to go out to the Shus Rabim, you're potter. So you don't have to tell me this din again. We know this din. That you need akira in order to go out. And Akira Mishor Shoyne, that's Mizovis Zovis, is not an Akira Machayevis. So Gdimora Amoy Roy Ninu, it's a Machlokes Amoroyim B'Shem Reb Yochanan. Ma'amon B'Hailishna, Ma'am B'Hailishna, but Be'etzim, it's not Shver that we find this memory twice. And that's the memory of the Gemara, that you're going to be Potter if, unless you were Omad Lofush before you went outside, otherwise Lohoysa Akira Mishor Shoyne Lekach. Now Rashi says the reason that you're not chayim until you're omad is because you need a meleches machsheves osur Torah. And you have to be mechashev to do the melacha. Just like in the Mishkan, they knew exactly what they were doing, a meleches machsheves osur Torah. But if you did not know that you were planning to go outside, so felt the meleches machsheves. Because you're planning to go mizovis zovis. So it's chisor in the meleches machsheves, unless you are Omad Lofush, to have a Maisa Akira. That original Akira is not a meleches machsheves, even though at the end of the day, you're going in and out the whole day. Now, the Achronim shtel avek, that this is bazundra halocha in meleches haitzah. For instance, in meleches koisif, if a person rides one ois, and then he's nimlach during Shabbos to ride another ois. I originally did not want to ride two oisius. So havada yechayev. Because the chisorin in not riding two oises was the chisorin in the shear. You need to ride two oises to be chayev. So once I was mashing the ois, so I'm chayev. It doesn't make a difference that I'm nimlach now to ride the second ois. But she'enka by melechus oitzo, it's felt in melechus machsheves if you were not oikra manas lotzeis, but rather oikra to go mizovis ezovis. Meaning koisev ois achas was a shame koisev, just a felt in shear. So the shear I'm being mashlim, even if it's nimlach afterwards. Masha'enka is not a Maisa Akira Bichlal, Akira Mechayevis. So Mela is felt in Shem Akira unless it's Omad Lofush to be Oika Lotzeis. Now, when a person originally was Taka Mechavin Lotzeis, even though he was a Mechavin Lahaniach, that's not a Chisorin of Nimlach. Meaning, I was originally, my intent was, I was Oika Manas Lahoitzi, but not Lahaniach, not Chavin Tolim Meniach. Of them Zogin Achroinim, that's ready enough. That's considered melech machsheves because it's state the nimlach boitzion. The ik is that the nimlach took place v'hoitzion on the hoitzah. But if it was not nimlach v'hoitzion, if mishori shayin, it was kamaras l'hoitzion, that would not be chisaron. Even though you didn't have intent to be meniach, and then afterwards you're meniach, you'll be chayev. As long as you had intent to go out, so then it's a shame akira. Even though I didn't have a shame, intent to be meniach, to be mechayev, but I had an intent to go out, so it's a shame akira lotzeis. Now you're nimlach loniach, so that's enough to be chayev. That's not a kol chisaron in melachs machshavas in nimlach. Just when there was no intent to go out at all, to go mizovis azovis, then taka, the nimlach is not enough to be chayev you. Azoy brings the Tzoyis Chaim, Reb Nachum Zemba. Then he brings another tzad. Oh, that another tzad to say no, that you have to have an akira mechayeves, and a nimlach loitzion is not enough. You need an original intent that you taka want to be moitzi meniach, but just that you want to be moitzi and then nimlach lahanichon, maybe would not be mechayev you. Now Rashi in Sukkah Daf Mem Gimel, the Machlokes Rashi Tois over there. Rashi learns that this whole din is not applicable by Havoras Dalal Amos. Meaning that this whole din that you need amanas lo itzioi is only dumi de melech samishkin. And melech samishkin, there was an akira amanas, but there was no havar amanas, because havar is hichzik mirlo. So in Mela, this whole din that you need to have amanas ken lo itzioi is only a din in hoitzo. Bashenkin in havar is dalalamas, you don't have to have this din, and you can decide to want to go to, and then not intend to go more than that, and you'll be chayav when you go for. Tois over there argues, and he says that if your original intent was not to go for, and then you go for, so then you're not going to be chayav, just like over here, that lo hoysa akiri mishor rishoyna lekach. They mean, there's a machlokes rishoynim, if akiri mishor rishoyna lekach is a din by every melech of hoitzah, even by havaras dalal amos, or it's only specifically in hoitzah, which was in the Mishkan, where it was a ma'isa akira and not a ma'isa of havaras dalal amos. And that's mechayev this melech machsheves that it has to be mishor rishon lekach legabi hoitzah, legabi akira for hoitzah, but not legabi being ma'aved dalal amos. Reb Shmuel Rozovsky and Zichron Shmuel, he's mistapik legabi the din of omad lofesh and omad lekatev. We said lofesh is considered a ma'isa hanocha. And lekatev is not called a ma'isa hanocha. So his suffix is that avada lekatev is not a ma'isa hanocha. But is that only chisoren mitzad the person doing the ma'isa kituv? So it's not a ma'isa hanocha? I'm not considered that I was ma'ved dalal amos and I was mekatev after that? It's not a ma'isa hanocha for me? Or if I'm going dalal amos and I mekatev in the midst of the four, it's not that I broke up the dalal amos? For me, it's not a ma'isa hanocha. But for someone else, if someone else now takes the item that you are lekate, if you put it down for a second because you're straightening yourself out, that's not called a ma'isa hanocha for me. But for someone else that picks it up from that state, it's yes considered a status of munach. And he would be considered a ma'isa akira. Or no. Oymed lekatev is not a ma'isa munach be'etzem in the chefza, not just mitzad the person. And nafkamina would be if someone else would take it from the status of lekatev, he would not be considered an oiker either. Meaning a suffix is it a din in the gavra that for me lekatev is not a ma'isa anocha, or it's a din in the chefetz be'etzem, it's not munach, even by lekatev, it's not munach, klapi someone else either.
Okay, we'll stop over here by the two dots, five lines from the bottom, ton rabbanon.